Debbie, I'll just remind you that you'll need to hit star six to unmute yourself. Well, our director today has quite a history in Mary Kay. Here are her accolades. Before joining Mary Kay in 1977, Debbie was teaching school. She started her Mary Kay part-time while teaching and in 6 months was making her teaching salary. Debbie then left teaching and debuted as a sales director in her very first year. Her unit was always in a unit club. That's huge. Her unit has been in a unit club every year, beginning with the 300,000, then they did 350, 400, 550, 650, 750,000, 850,000, and the million-dollar unit club twice. Debbie has won beautiful Cinderella gifts, such as 3 mink coats. Yes, Mary Kay used to give fur coats. And 1 fox coat. And I think 1989 was when Mary Kay stopped that. But anyway, it was fun while it was lasted, right? 7 4-carat diamond rings. Wow. 18 pink Cadillacs and is currently driving that very sharp XLR convertible. She has won all expense paid first class trips for she and her husband Bill to such destinations as St. Thomas, Puerto Rico, cruise to Bermuda twice, Hawaii 3 times, Germany, Ireland, Switzerland twice, Australia, New Zealand, Paris, London, Rome, Turkey, Russia, cruise to Tahiti, Monte Carlo, the Greek Isle cruise, Venice, Costa del Sol, Spain, Prague, Austria, Milan, Italy, Greek Island cruise that ended in Istanbul for the 50th anniversary of Mary Kay, and Shanghai and Beijing, China, Maui, Hawaii at the Four Seasons Resort. This year they just returned from Dubai and London. For her 2 years of reaching the million-dollar circle of excellence, Debbie won a $5,000 bonus. The first year, she took a $5,000 shopping spree at Neiman Marcus, and the second year, she took her family on a Christmas ski trip to Vail, Colorado. Combined monthly commissions of over $51,000 in 1 month, career earnings to date have surpassed $6.5 million. Debbie and her area are currently in the top 14 of the company as an Inner Circle National Area. Debbie is the Senior National Sales Director with 2 NSD offspring, Kathy Halu and Don Otten Sweeney. She lives in Charlotte, North Carolina with her husband, Bill, of 37 years. Together, they have 2 grown children, Taylor, who's a graduate of North Carolina State, and a future executive senior pink Cadillac sales director married to Keith, who is completing his fellowship as an orthopedic surgeon at the Mayo Clinic. And they are the proud parents of Davis, 2.5 years old, and new baby Grant Andrew, who is 9 weeks old. Oh, wow, I didn't realize you had a brand new one. Colby, a graduate of Yale University, working as a financial analyst for Babson Capital, living in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is married to Laura, who just had their first baby, Hudson Clark Moore, on the same day that Grant Andrew was born. Wow, a double blessing. Would you please help me welcome Inner Circle Senior National Sales Director Debbie Moore.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Cindy, thank you. Gosh, you know, it's always fun to hear the journey that you've taken in 37 years, but honestly, I want you all to hear that the greatest blessing of all is that last paragraph. My children, my why, those are the driving forces. Those were the reasons. Those 2 children were the reason that I endured and pressed on, as I'm sure you are doing the same for your children. And the double blessing to have grandchildren from my daughter and son born on the exact same day. Can you even believe that, really? Does that really happen? Well, it did. So what a double blessing that was. Well, good morning, good morning. Gosh, you guys, as the last speaker on the London is Calling series, I feel that my job is a bit daunting, I got to say. Ending the run of such an incredible series of calls. And Cindy, I could hear it in your voice. There was a little crackle. There was just this little moment of, bittersweet moments that, what you had put together is coming to an end. Well, I want to start today with a thank you to Cindy Fox for her vision for this call and for the obedience to follow through and organize it. you know, scheduling all the callers, sending out reminders, making sure that they were in place each week so that all the listeners would be able to hear the brilliance of the national sales directors who have shared on these calls. I cannot imagine for a second anyone missing the opportunity to hear from these brilliant, successful strategists in our company. The women who have done the work to reach the ultimate position of national sales director, Cindy, it takes someone to not only have a great idea, but to execute it, to follow through to completion, for the impact to ripple out and affect others. You, my dear, are that person. And I know I speak for all the NSCs and all the directors who've listened in these 44 calls in saying, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I also want to take a minute and thank the 44 NSCs who shared their wisdom and their experience on these calls. Your time, your preparation is well noted. And I feel certain that in every case, all of us, the listeners, gained immensely from hearing each and every one of you. I know that I sure did. I wouldn't miss one, and if I did have to miss it, I was traveling or whatever, I made sure I listened to the recording. Thank you, Cindy, for being the catalyst, the power of one. Look at the ripple effect that you created from walking out that God-given idea. The impact we can't even imagine, I'm sure of it. And I also want to say a very special thank you to new National Sales Director Melody Fox that you heard last week for stepping up to the plate as a new NSD, just days old, and taking my place last week when I was invited to the call. You know, I have to let you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that God had his hand all over that situation. I was not meant to do that call, and she was. Melody was the perfect speaker to be sharing about finishing well, finishing strong, pressing through to reach your goal. What a timely message she gave all of us. You know, her message was full of the nuggets that every rising top director and emerging national sales director needs to reach their goal. After hearing her message and what she did on her 2-year and 4-month journey from 24 unit members to national sales director, there is no question why she's a brand new national sales director, and there's no question in my mind why I was not to be on the call and she was. And I want to thank her for breathing and breaking the belief barrier that it can be done in 2.5 years if you are committed and 100% 100% the game to win. The message that she repeated in that call over and over and over again was that she worked from discipline and not emotion. Wow, what a powerful statement that we all need to be reminded of, I am sure, daily. And to Kathy Helou, congratulations to your new position of Elite Executive NSD. No one is more deserving. No one is more deserving. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so happy for you. Well, this journey of the London is Calling series was started back on July 14th, 2014, with the sole purpose to give to the directors who invested the time to listen to these calls the vision, the inspiration, and the roadmap to grow into a Circle of Excellence unit and to earn the trip to London, hence the name. London is Calling. You know, we become like those we associate with and listen to. So I want to say to our audience, congratulations on making the right choice to be fed by those who have gone before you. And prayfully, I hope that you're earning the London trip and that that will be your result. We are beyond thankful that these calls helped you in some way. And I know that we, all of us, are stronger, more committed visionaries for investing in these calls, regardless of the outcome. Well, as the old line goes, it's not over till it's over. Wow, is that true in our business? Oh, my gosh. We often tend to do our most magnificent work in the final hours. I'm not sure why that is, but history has shown that the second half is always the strongest, and the last days of the last month of a seminar year is often when records are broken, belief barriers are shattered, and major goals are achieved. This can be your story. Believe it? Well, listen to me. It's true. Your finish line may be earning the trip, or it may be having the greatest year to date, or to have the strongest June of your career. Regardless of which one of these results you're claiming right now to be yours, I want to encourage you to decide that you will play full out for the remaining 16 days that we have in this seminar year. I want to encourage you to play full out with the passion that you are finishing the trip, reaching your year and June goal, regardless of what it looks like right now. You know, I have found that, gosh, when there is a passionate goal that we're running to accomplish, we operate in a completely different way. Our passion seems to kick us into a higher level of energy, and we simply do more. And the opposite is true. When we give up on our goal or believe that we're incapable of achieving it, we tend to let down in our belief and our activity level and energy level diminishes. This will not serve us well, and the only way to complete these last 16 days is running to win the game, not sitting on the sidelines. Champions do not sit on the bench. Champions play full out till the horn is sounded and the game is over. And I know that's the audience that I'm talking to right now, the audience of champions. I also want to remind us that this month and these last 16 days are unique. There are no other 16 days in the entire seminar year like these. You see, what we do with these days and the month of June will allow us to finish strong and, equally important, begin our new year with momentum for an even greater year ahead. Please do not fall into the thinking of, oh, since I'm not on track for what I wanted to do this year, I think I'll just hold back and fire it up in July to launch my new year strong. Oh, please know this truth, that holding back will never serve you well. It is not a confidence builder. It's a confidence stealer. You know, Lou Holtz once said, how you respond to the challenge in the second half will determine what you become after it's over. We want to become champions in this season and the next. Champions hold tight to their vision regardless of the immediate situation at hand. Gosh, you guys, didn't we hear that in Melody's story last week when she lost those three first-line directors? Devastating. And what did she do? She went to the phone. She booked her airline tickets to seminar for her husband James and twins Bailey and Madeline. There was no consideration that they would not be debuting as a national area, even though the numbers of that month were not reflecting a win. Melody's belief and determination kicked in like no other, instead of laying down and licking her wounds. It's not about finishing strong. Excuse me, it is about finishing strong. Retract that, you didn't hear that. It's all about finishing strong, not merely finishing. We're not going to just finish this year, you guys, like maybe we have in past. We're going to finish strong, mighty, and momentous in motion. You know, 16 days left in our seminar year, I don't know what you need to finish your goal, but I do know that incredible things can happen when you're passionate beyond. And you casted the vision and ignited that passion in your people. And by the way, newsflash, it's not too late. You are the flame to light their fire. I'm reminded of our very first million-dollar year as a unit. You know what? I want to tell you this because I want to give you hope. We entered into June with a unit of just under 200 in number, and we needed in June $63,000 of wholesale production to hit the million. That was our goal all year. That's all we talked about. That's all we visioned. That's all we put in print. That was it, the goal. We had never done more than 40,000 to date. It looked like the unscalable mountain to any rational thinker, but we were on fire with passion to hit that million, and we never stopped believing that we could do it. The month started out slower than expected, and mid-month June, it only scratched the surface of what was needed. I had casted the vision to the unit that we needed to hit the mile marker of 15,500 by the end of the first week, and then another 15,500 by the end of the second week. I had the plan in place, the strategy of how many 600s, 1200s, and new consultants with star orders we needed each week to reach these mile markers, and we even had consultants committed to those goals. But by mid-month, we were off the mark, and it was that was the time that spirit started to wane and doubt started to creep in. But I reminded the unit that we had worked hard all year to get to this point and that we could not give up, but that we needed to give it our all, believing that we would cross that finish line. And that charge and leading them with those thoughts and those words and that belief resulted in the unit that rallied, pulled together mid-month, encouraged each other, which in turn built their own confidence. And we crossed over the $63,000 wholesale mark, hitting the million with still days left in the month. Well, let me tell you what happens when the power of momentum kicks in. It's unstoppable. It's like a freight train, you guys. You got to get it going. Because in those last 3 days of that month, we went from 63,000 to 93,000 wholesale production, which obviously put us in the million-dollar club for our very first year and the number one unit at Seminar. Oh, the power of momentum that we as a visionary leaders can ignite through our words, our passion, and our action. You are the keeper of the flame of passion that may need to be relit in your unit, and the vision that may need to be raised up one more time to that high level. If they see you giving up, you can be assured that they will give up, and they will sit down. How you choose to respond to these last 16 days, my friends, will either keep the flame of belief burning brightly or start to extinguish all hope of achieving the goal. There is no time off in these next 16 days. Instead, total focus and commitment to get it done. No other option. Success is your only option. You know, to accomplish great things, we must not only dream, but we must act. Not only believe, but we must plan. So let's look at these next 16 days and how you need to invest yourself, your time, your activity, your commitment to reach your goal this month, this seminar year. It's all about now. You know, I was looking over some of my past notes from years, oh, by the way, 36 years to be exact. That's how long I've been in Mary Kay, 37, excuse me. I was looking over those past notes of how we completed those trips and those million-dollar years, and it was very interesting when I ran across a class that I had taught at a company event titled Finishing Strong. You know, in reading those notes, I found so many similarities to many of the national sales directors you have been privileged to hear, their strategies for success. Oh, my word, so many similarities. Well, some things will never change. Those things that worked then I guarantee you will work today if we work. So let me share my thoughts on what I would do in these next 16 days to lead my unit to a strong and victorious finish. Number one, I would simply decide right now at 10:22 Eastern Standard Time that success and the completion of this goal is the only option. Completely all in. Decide, commit, I'm in it to win it. That unwavering commitment must come from every pore of your body. There can be no hesitation, no doubt, no crack in the armor of your belief. Choose to believe it, that it can be done. It's simply a choice. And you have seen in past historical moments what the power of choice and commitment can do to explode records and belief barriers. It's that choice of running strong in the right direction that will fuel the fire of your unit members. Number two, immediately remind your family that it's going to get crazy for the next 16 days. Oh, but the reward at the end will be so sweet and will be well worth the inconvenience. Get them on board and cheering you on. Remind them of what's in it for them. Didn't Mary Kay always teach us that in any selling situation? What's in it for them? We need to do the same thing with our family. Have a great reward right now that they know about planned for your family when you reach your goal. Maybe a weekend getaway, going to their favorite place, just something fun that you can do as a family. They will be on your team to win. Number three, know your numbers at every minute of every day in these next 16 days. You know what? We can't afford to not know and have our fingers on the pulse of what is happening in our unit every day. At any given time of the day, you should know where you are and what you need to hit the goal, that goal number. There should be a chart up in your office, thermometer on the wall, whatever you do, whatever you want it to look like, with the production total and subtracting from that production total every single order, every star order, every 600 order, every 225 order. Nothing is more exhilarating than watching that number decrease. It's very good for the psyche. It's very good for the belief factor. It's very good for the confidence that will motivate and propel you to get it done. Take it to meetings so your unit can see the visual as well as you. Take a picture and post it daily to them. They will support that which they help create, but they've got to be informed. They got to know where they are. They have to know what's needed. Remember, it's a team sport. You will not do this alone. Calculate how it's going to happen. How about the production from your stars today? Today. You could have a massive roar in of production, and should today, it's the end of the quarter. Calculate the production from your base unit. Calculate the production from your inactives, what it could look like. Calculate the production from your on-targets and your DIQs, and production from your new. And think grand, big, huge, colossal new consultant production. Because that should be the result of massive recruiting in the month of June when you have a big goal to reach. I don't believe any consultant today should start this business with less than a star consultant order. I can't even imagine. I seriously cannot even imagine starting this business, my own business, with less than that. Even a star order, a big star order, hardly gives them what they need to get out and hold those 8 parties or more a month. So calculate your production and know daily what you need, mile markers of numbers to hit by each weekend. based on the calculation from your stars, your base unit, your inactives, your on targets, your DIQs, and your new. Number four, oh, this is critical this month in this last 16 days. Communication at an all-time high. Do not worry about bugging your unit members in June. June is a unique bird. Instead, let them know that you're simply keeping them informed. You're keeping them informed as stars cross over the finish line today. Blast it out. That could encourage someone else to finish her star. Keep them informed of promotion winners who complete your promotion that you have in place for June as it happens, not just at the end of the month. Keep them informed of new consultants who are coming into the unit and who recruited them. Recognition, recognition, recognition. It can generate interest and activity of others. Communication, put it out big in these last 16 days. You know, you guys, with the Glow and Tell bundle promotion and the extra retail that goes with this promotion, oh my gosh, I hope you're all over it. I hope you've been all over it. Consider a blast offering a promotion to all unit members that take advantage of this offer. Maybe a huge drawing, something super exciting, and they get to enter in for every bundle that they order. Reminding them, of course, that the greatest gift in this bundle promotion is the added profit to them. That's thinking like a smart businesswoman. Oh, and not to think minimum. I guarantee you, sellers in this company, directors who have big goals, are not ordering one or two. They're ordering 8, 9, 10 because it only makes good business sense when they're offering this kind of additional profit. It only makes sense. And then when you look at what it is, it's the mainstay of our business. It's Glow and Tell skincare. Oh my gosh, we should be exploding this. In my prayer, every morning when I wake up, I'm scared to death to look at my emails or my texts or my whatevers that they're going to say it's sold out, because it will. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Get your people on it now. That extra retail can make a difference, can cross over a finish line that you want to hit. Have your assistant call everyone in your unit. I don't mean just some. I said everyone in your unit to see how they want to be part of this exciting run for the finish line. Remember that they will support that which they create and feel a part of. Everyone needs a place to play, a place to win, to feel like they contributed. Have your assistant give them suggestions of order amounts, like a qualified order and how impacting that can be, or an active order or a star order. Start the new year out with your star order in June, or ordering the bundles. And always have her give them a selling tip to support the ordering suggestion that she's giving. And oh my, don't forget to have her thank them for their support. The call. That's the purpose of the call, to thank them for being a unit supporter. And just curious of how you might want to help support our unit goals. Guys, those calls can make a difference in thousands of dollars of production. That first $1 million year, my unit heard from me and my office assistant, everyone in that unit, twice in the month. Two calls, the beginning, we've already missed that, and the end. You know what? Is it worth the time? You bet it is, for them to feel a part of the goal. And the bundles, back to the bundles, you guys, the Glow and Tell, we'll bring in the obvious for retail, and it can be used as a way, listen to this, to get them to seminar. This was a brilliant text that my Spring National Dawn and Sweeney put out, that the bundles can take them to seminar. Listen, buy two bundles at $225, sell them, the profit is over $700, $704. That could pay for their seminar registration, their flight, and part of their room. Those bundles are magical right now. Use them to the fullest. The bundle promotion is so important to jump on in a huge way, not simply mentioning it or lifting it up on occasion. It's limited, so you got to remind them that champions think big, not one or two, but multiples, five, six, seven bundles. Now we're talking. How about those that are already Star Consultants, after the cutoff today, get their Star in June for the new quarter in bundles? How smart would that be? Oh, the extra profit again. Ding! I also would encourage setting up state-of-the-art calls that you do. And these would be the times I would personally do them. Thursday the 18th, Thursday the 25th, and Thursday the 30th. Those calls would be maybe 20 minutes in length, filled with recognition, how proud you are of your unit, and where you are at that moment towards reaching that goal. Adding in some selling and team building tips to get them jump-started, restarted, re-energized, add on to their already excited minds and hearts. Those three calls be critical to getting your goal reached this year. Keep your unit informed in these last 16 days. It's all about amping up your communication. Number five, get booked solid. I know you've heard that 5,000 times. I know. But some things don't change. They really don't. You, the leader, the director, need to be booked solid for these last 16 days. You guys, being in front of women daily is your mission. 100% your mission. Your personal parties, new consultant debut parties, unit events, any way you can be in front of women every single day is the key. You've got to get out of your house, you've got to get out of your office, and you've got to get in front of prospects. Maybe even have this thought for the next 16 days, consider doing an event a day. For 16 days, 16 events, an event a day. Schedule events every day in these last 2 weeks. You know, of course, your success meetings are already booked. Pampering events daily, glow and tell events, super Saturdays, two or three events on Saturdays, whatever, you get the drill. But use the next 16 days with something, an event, a meeting, a glow and tell day to be in front of people because that's what's going to get the job done. Confirm your consultant's guests. Have them tell you when they're bringing guests to what event and their names and numbers. And get ready. Call them and confirm them. Yep, I know. Sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? My question to you is this. Are you willing to do that kind of activity to reach your goal? Securing those guests can make all the difference in the goal being met or the goal being missed. And I want you to consider setting a goal for each of these events that you're going to set up. A goal of the number of guests that you will work to have at that event, no less than 10. No less than 10 guests. No less than 10 guests at these events. If you got proactive, if you went in with that commitment and said, I'm going to hold 16 or 15 events every day of the week for the next till the end of the month with 10 guests, think about being in front of 150 women. That's the result. That's the result of strategizing, breaking down the numbers, and committing and being 100% in to win. Six, raising up reds. Keep that focus, you guys. Have your list of red intenders and continually be asking who you can interview and be in front of. Raising up reds is increasing the new consultant count in your unit, which is, of course, increasing your production, not to mention setting you up for that new compensation that you're going to start to get of reds in your unit, helping your national area reach their red jacket goal and the company reaching our company goal. Oh, you guys, this promotion is the pure example of the ripple effect in action. One ripple ripples out and helps many others. Raise up those reds. You know, NSC Cheryl Steinman shared on her London is Calling call that five reds in your unit equals never outside of a free car. 10 to 12 reds in your unit equal a pink Cadillac. 15 reds in your unit equal the $500,000 club. 20 reds in your unit equal a top director's trip. and 25 reds in your unit equal the $1 million club. You guys, that's from a brilliant NSD who has been a $1 million director more times than any other director in our company. I think I would listen to that strategy and that plan. Number 7, daily discipline. Your daily discipline must be at an all-time high. Not just talking it, not just knowing it, but doing it. In that last week, Melody's message was, I work from discipline, not emotion. Hence, equal national sales directorship
from
promotion.
Discipline,
work from discipline, not convenience. In these last 16 days, nothing may be convenient for the last 16 days, but you can do anything for 16 days to have a victory that I know can be yours. Go to work every day, full time, for the next 16 days. Just try it. Work consistently, more hours in, because the payoff will be so exciting. And lastly, begin your day, work your day, and end your day with the Lord. Pray up. Be willing to be obedient to the call he has on your life. Directorship was not by accident. It was by appointment. Your elevation into a higher level of directorship is not an accident. It's by appointment. Ask for his help and be willing to walk it out. He is your power source. Plug in every minute of every day. Select a scripture verse that speaks to you and your mission. You know, our area verse this year is Ephesians 3:20. Now glory be to God by his mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. His mighty power at work within us. Let that verse, let your verse be your good morning, your good night message, and your all day message. Oh, the power of partnering up with God. And know that with God, all is possible and nothing is impossible. Let these last 16 days be the completion of a strong finish and the launching pad to your most magnificent seminar year. June's activity does go both ways. It finishes one and launches the next. Momentum is magical and unstoppable once you get it roaring. Use these last 16 days to get your momentum rolling at an all-time high-octane speed. And decide that you will run through that finish line with your arms raised in victory, giving God all the glory. God has gifted all of us with the ability, and our gift back to him is using it to the fullest, playing full out for him. I'm going to be praying for your most powerful June finish. And I want to close the call today with this message, a message that I read every single day, my daily devotion. And it goes as follows. When you approach me in stillness and trust, you are strengthened. You need a buffer zone of silence around you in order to focus on things that are unseen. Since I am invisible, you must not let your senses dominate your thinking. The curse of this age is overstimulation of the senses, which blocks out awareness of the unseen world. The tangible world still reflects my glory. Those who have eyes that see and ears that hear. Spending time alone with me is the best way to develop seeing eyes and hearing ears. This goal, the goal, is to be aware of unseen things even as you live out your life in the visible world. And what an amazing scripture is in Psalms 130, verse 5. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word and his promise. Oh, my gosh. As we close out this amazing series of London is Calling Calls, as we close out your most magnificent June, may God's blessings be arming you up for his victory through you. God bless you, and finish well.
Well, amen. I feel like I've been to church, Miss Debbie Moore. I got a couple of questions for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank
you. Okay.
Oh.
It was awesome. Listen, your quote from Lou Holtz. I love Lou Holtz. So tell me again, read me that quote, how you play the last half of the game.
How you respond to the challenge in the second half will determine what you become after it's all over.
Wow.
Powerful for us right now, powerful for us always.
It is, it is. And this is like the last half of the game. And you said in your first $1 million year, you needed $63,000 in the month of June, and you actually ended up doing
$90,000?
92,000. That is over 30% more than you actually needed. Now that is an Ephesians 3:20 moment. And when you were telling that, I had this little, like, flash of lightning thought, a little light bulb thought. The Facing the Giants movie, I know we're all familiar with Facing the Giants movie, and I wouldn't recommend that you show the whole movie at your unit meeting tonight, tomorrow night, whenever your success night is. But you can go to YouTube, y'all know that, and get different clips. And you know that clip where he's having the lineman Brock to do the death crawl? Do you remember that? And the coach is down on the field with him, crawling on his knees, saying, just give me five more. Just give me five more. I mean, you can do that to your, what you call them, red intenders. I like that phrase, the red intenders, and that will become your emerging leaders in this year. And so your script, you said, for calling your units, you need like a call now and then a call later at the end of the month if you haven't already called your unit members. You thank them for being a unit supporter. And then you ask them a question. How did you word that question?
Well, you either ask them a question or you suggest some way. Because if they say, well, I don't know how I can be a supporter, so you're going to give them the ways and they can choose one. Of course, it all comes back to how they want to be engaged to help the unit through, activity and production. So can you see yourself maybe as a qualified unit member in June to support the unit? Or can you see yourself as an active ordering consultant, or can you see yourself as one of our bundle winners this month? Or, hey, I have an idea because you're such a great seller, Cindy. How about reaching your star consultant for the new quarter in the second half of June? Wouldn't that be exciting to be all done and with this bundle promotion that's going to be gone before we can snap our fingers? That can absolutely make your profits exceed what it normally would. And you could be a major supporter to our unit. So feeding them suggestions and then asking them which one feels best, which one feels right, and always leaving them with a selling idea. Don't talk about production and then not give them a way to do it. Give them a great selling idea for the month.
That's right. And thank you for putting so much emphasis on this call and reminding us that the supplies of that Glow and Tell bundle are limited and reminding us of the extra retail counting towards quarter sales, unit clubs. I mean, that is so important. I don't know if everybody's thought about that, but that is really hugely important. You mentioned Cheryl Steinman's call, and that's call reference number 39. For those of you that maybe didn't get a chance to hear that call. And she is a master at building reds and has the record for doing the $1 million unit club the most. And so, you know, I'm so thankful that you ended all of your bullet points with taking it to the Lord and praying without ceasing. You know, I mean, really, and you can pray. It's kind of like that story. I know y'all have all heard it about the two little boys that went to catch their school bus and they were running late and they missed the bus. As they got to the curb to be picked up, the bus was pulling away. And so one little boy, you know, one said, we need to pray. And one sat down on the curb and said, let's, you know, he's sitting there praying. And the other little boy starts off running. And the boy sitting on the curb goes, what are you doing? And he said, because we need to pray. And the boy running saying, I'm praying as I'm running after the bus. And so who do you think caught the bus? the one that was praying as he was running, right? And I read a quote by Denzel Washington this weekend, and he was doing a speech at some commencement of some college, a graduation ceremony, and Denzel Washington said, as he closed his speech, "I hope that every night when you go to bed, you put your slippers up underneath your bed, far enough that the next morning when you have to get up, you have to slip to your knees to reach them. And while you're down there getting your slippers, you say, 'Thank you, Lord.'"
Oh,
every
I love
morning.
That.
Don't you love that? Oh, it's such awesome. It was so awesome. Denzel Washington said that. So anyway, he's done so many great movies, and he's got a great football movie called, is it Clash of the Titans? It's an underdog football movie, like Facing the Giants. And again, that YouTube video, you ain't got time to watch movies now. YouTube clips, and pull them up on your iPad, your laptop, whatever, at your unit meeting, and show your unit meeting. Very inspiring. Well, I know there are some other nationals that want to affirm you, Debbie, so please come on at this time, and you'll have to star six yourself to unmute.
Hello there.
Good morning, Dawn. Yes.
Yes, Debbie, you know I love you, and I thank you so much for your excellence always from the very beginning, from my new consultant orientation to this day, you being never letting up and being like Mary Kay. She never let us off the hook, and having just the highest standards for your own life and your own business. You made space for me to, you know, have a $79,000 month and a $1,050,000 and $1.2 million years. You showed me. You've modeled what excellence in life in all arenas looks like. And thank you so much for continuing to do that.
Thank you, Dawn. I love you. And I'm so proud of who you are, who you've become in Christ. The light that you shine all over anybody and everybody that steps within reach.
That's right.
Debbie, it's Carrie Busker. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, Carrie.
Debbie, I've heard you speak, of course, since I've been in Nashville, but it's been a long time since I've heard you teach. And I remember calling you, having the nerve to call you because I was so scared, right before we were becoming a national and we were finishing out our year before that. And you, we both had small children, and you shared with me what you did that you had to do for that 1 year. And it wasn't a sacrifice. It was making a decision to have more people help you with the kids and work more. And then you told me that after that, you never had to work that hard again. But today you said, don't take off after you've done something. Well, you know, most of us out here, if we were to be honest with ourselves, if we didn't have Mary Kay, we'd be going to work 8 hours a day, 20 days a month or more for the rest until we're 65, which is coming up for some of us, but all these year weeks we would have been. So why do we deserve days off just because we reached a big goal? That I hope that resonated with so many people, that you just start the next day and go to work, only there's something to be gotten for the future by working every day. You are so intent. You are so on point. You deserve to be where you are in Mary Kay. You always have been, and I've always loved to watch you and hear you speak. And plus, one-on-one, you're just one of the kindest, most caring people, you and Bill, that I've ever met. Thank you for sharing with my people to help them finish their goals.
Carrie, thank you so much, and I think what you just said is so important for us to remember, you guys. It's all in how we look at it. It's not a sacrifice. It's a blessing that we can get up one more time and fight one more round and work a little harder than we did. It's our blessing, never a sacrifice. It really is in how we look at it. Thank you, Carrie. I love you. Thank you for all that you've done for this company.
Hey, Debbie, it's Elaine Williams. Wow, your leadership has just trickled down through the years and through so many other leaders that have come to be in Mary Kay. So your teaching ability has just carried through all these years, and I've always looked up to you as a wonderful mentor. And so just to hear you, you know, so many people have blossomed from your leadership, and so we don't get to hear you that often. So I just love you and Bill both. I mean, Bill is so much in the scene with things, and y'all have family going on, but you know what? You just look at it as work, and that's how you treat your Mary Kay business, and that's how you've taught us all. And I just have a question. I want what you gave out. You said the number of reds, what, like one of the numbers for Never Out of a Car, Cadillac, Top Trip, Million. Can you give me those numbers again?
Yes, of course. And this is Cheryl Steinman. This is not Debbie Moore. Thank you, Cheryl Steinman. You're so brilliant. 5 reds in a unit.
Oh, okay.
She says equals never outside of a free car. 10 to 12 reds equal a pink Cadillac. 15 reds equal $500,000 club. 20 reds equal a trip. And 25 reds equal the $1 million club.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was so impacting for me to hear. I'm not sure I ever sat down and really looked at that. So Cheryl strategizing that and, of course, walking it out year after year after year, you know, who's to question that? So thank you, Elaine. I love you. I am so proud to serve with you as a national sales director. Oh, you're going to be an Inner Circle national sales director. No question, girl.
Hey, Debbie Moore. It's Kim McClure.
Hey, Kim.
You guys, Debbie, we got to be with my son last week because one of her amazing directors is taking care of him during the week while he's doing his summer internship, and I was so jealous that he was with you. But Debbie, I'm so glad that God did not call you to be a coach outside in a sporting event. I am so glad that he called you to be a coach in the Mary Kay arena, that you have not only coached your women and grown your own women of excellence, but that we all get to benefit from you. You stir our hearts and you stir our soul and you call us to rise up to that greatness that God put into each and every one of us. And so thank you. Thank you for your words today with strategy. Thank you for your words of belief. Thank you for your words of encouragement and exhortation to everyone that listens to this call and to me as well. I love you, my friend.
Oh, and wow, thank you, coming from a woman of excellence as shown through your Mary Kay journey. Wow, Kim, the lives that you've touched through your example is beyond. So thank you. I appreciate those kind words.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Debbie, thank you for your energy. Thank you for your effort. Thank you for staying up all night to write this call. Oh, now I'm going to thank you for your notes because I couldn't type as fast as you talked. You know, I don't know if any of you know this, but Debbie Moore scripts out every single word of every call she does. That's how important it is to her to make sure that she's giving you exactly what you need and then some. Debbie has always been the best teacher. She and Karen Pirro in the same category. They are teachers of leaders. And, Debbie, you know I appreciate that because I'm so the opposite. So I have learned so much from you, and I thank you for dragging me along all these years and making me look good because you do. Thank you for your call. It was awesome. It was the perfect finishing call. It was the perfect finishing call. Even though you didn't think we needed one, we did need one, and yours was the call. So I love you and appreciate all that I've learned from you, and to watch you give birth to these calls, it's just amazing because they always turn out fantastic. Always have a checklist, always have points, always have homework, always have challenges, always have an opening, always have a close, always have inspiration. You just do it all. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You're awesome. You always are. You just, I think you surprised yourself.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, thank you, thank you. I hope all my people listen. If they did, they sure will.
Thanks,
and thank
Kat.
You, Cindy Fox. Thank you for...
Yeah.
For
really.
Doing this, really. We love them. I've loved them.
Like I said earlier, and it was, I just give God all the praise and all the glory. I truly do, because it was a God idea. And you know, after Thanksgiving, when Thanksgiving week was supposed to be the last of the first series, God just intervened and it just took on a life of its own. And I just want to say to all the nationals that have participated that it has been such a just an encouragement to me personally. Every week, I can't tell you how much I've depended on it. And it's been like having an IV transfusion or something every single week. And so I am going to email out nationals, if you are listening by playback or if you're listening live, if you'll send me again your email address to the nationals, your email address, I will send you flyers with all the reference numbers. I just got a text from a national asking again for Melody's call last week, and that will be number 57, reference call number 57. So, and Cheryl Steinman, for those of you that want to hear about the Reds and all the numbers and how Cheryl Steinman built so many Reds, that was number 39. And you know, I'm a numbers person, and I kind of do believe that this business is in large part mathematical. It's not completely, but it's in large part mathematical. And then I believe it becomes magical / I want to say supernatural when we do what we can in the natural, then God puts his super to it. But for those of you that have smaller units, it's about 1 in 10 that you're going to be able to have as a red intender probably. And so, you know, so $1 million unit with 25 reds, 250 to 300 people, that's about right as far as numbers. So if you're looking at your unit and your unit is smaller, you know, I know Debbie Moore would agree with me, you know, you've got to get out there and find some new people to build into red probably. And so, and it is much easier to get a new team member than it is to get an existing consultant who's not on fire right now. So, you know, take that bull by the horns. But I agree with Kathy Helou that, Debbie Moore, your call today, it was like the locker room chat, you know, at the halftime of a major championship Super Bowl type football game. I read an article one time by a news reporter, and the title of the article was, "What's it like in the locker room at halftime?" You know, of a big game like Super Bowl or national champ, what's it like? And he said, you might think, and especially if you're behind on the scoreboard, that there's a lot of screaming and hollering, you know. And he said, actually, as a sports writer who'd been in many countless halftime locker room experiences, it's pretty quiet and it's very intense. And the coaches giving them strategic information and bullet points and plays, and it's full of, he said, sometimes, I guess, depending on the coach, prayer. And so that's what it's like. That's what this call has been. And I'm like Kim McClure, you know, thank God that he put you in the game of Mary Kay, because you could have been a coach for any other kind of, you know, game you wanted to play. But thank God it was Mary Kay. And I just really appreciate you, Debbie Moore. It was perfect. Thank you all so much. And just go out and make it happen. You know, don't sit on, you know, Kim Walker has on the Power Class of the Month on InTouch. And I loved it, Kim Walker. I know you're listening to this call. And she talks about don't just, you know, finish, win. Don't just finish, win. Find your winning spot. And she says in that video, write down your dreams and then sit down on them in a chair. And then she asks, are you sitting on your dreams? All this information we've gotten and all these awesome ideas and inspiration that we've gotten every single week, are you sitting on it? You know, don't sit on it. Put it into play. Put it into play. You could become the best player on the field, but you'll never know until you try. And I don't know about the other nationals, but personally, I have had more folks say to me, in my area, not in my area, well, I just need courage. I just need courage. Well, you know, God is not going to zap you with courage. That's just not the way it is. He's going to give you an opportunity to act courageous. That's your opportunity is right now. He's going to give you the opportunity to act courageous. That actually comes from Evan Almighty, a movie. And, again, you don't have time to watch the movie right now. Watch it after the win. After the win, have a big movie night with your unit and watch all these movies, but not right now. But he will give you the opportunity to act courageous. And as you begin to swallow your fear, feel the fear and do it anyway, his grace, which is his empowering presence, will come upon you, and he will give you that courage. Like David and Goliath, you know, when he was confronted with Goliath, and Goliath was taunting him, and I'm sure the chatterbox is in everybody's heads right now, saying you're too far behind, there's no way, give up, wait till July 1st. Let me tell you, which is what the fox says, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. And so you've got to just feel the fear and do it anyway, like David did. He ran towards his giant. A lot of people, wow, how courageous David was. Personally, I think when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask him, David, I bet you were scared pea green as you were running towards that giant. You had no, faith in your own might or your own strength, but it was by the power of his spirit that you knew that he had delivered you out of the, mouth of the lion and the paw of the bear before, and this same God that had done that is going to deliver your head into my hands today. That's what he said to Goliath as he ran, and that's when the courage came. So let's run this race and run to win. I love you guys so much. Have an amazing finish. I'll see the Emerald Nationals and all the rest of you at seminar. Love you very much. Bye-bye.
Cindy, bye-bye. Already built amazing momentum. Important to keep momentum up. Hey, Stephanie, thank you so much for supporting this. It was a Rotary Club, I think. This is Elaine. I know Kathy's out working, but I'm anxious to hear also, so we'll find out. Thank you, Stephanie, girl. I'm cheering you, too. Ready for you to get in red and grow your team and make some good money with this Mary Kay.
Hey, Kathy. Stephanie just asked on your Voxer team group if you heard from the Rotary Club. I even made a comment to her that I was ready for her to get in her red jacket and start making some good money in Mary Kay. But did you hear from the Rotary Club?
Actually, we haven't heard from the Rotary Club. They said that they would probably have to vote on it, and they don't meet until Friday. So they'll meet Friday morning for breakfast, and then hopefully we'll hear something Friday afternoon.
Awesome. Okay, you might want to put that in your group. Stephanie asked. always so frustrating. Thank you.
Yes, it is the Rotary Club, and we should, they actually have to vote on it, and they won't vote until Friday morning when they meet, and hopefully we will hear something Friday afternoon.
I know you do not have time to always listen to Voxer. I know both of you will be. I'm thankful and blessed. Be sure to dial in at 11 for our Elite Director call. Thanks for letting me know, Fatima. $285, $440, $248, $248, $383.